This is not a test. This is your emergency broadcast system announcing the commencement of the annual purge sanctioned by the U.S. government.
Because I just went gay all of a sudden!
Weapons of class 4 and lower have been authorized for use during the purge.
There is no racial bigotry. Here you are all equally worthy.
All other weapons are restricted. Government officials of ranking 10 have been granted immunity from the purge and shall not be harmed.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
Blessed be our new founding fathers and America, a nation reborn.
Welcome to the jungle! We got fun and games!
What is a butt issue?
Have you guys heard of, Dave Chappelle released his newest
Ooh, watch special. It.
And he's all about, you know, cancel culture. Have you ever heard the term turf? Turf? And Chuck, did you read anything about what he said after his special?
No, I didn't read anything. I just watched it on Netflix. So I don't read.
Do you guys know? Have you heard this at all? TERF, turf.
I mean, I heard it from him
once before on Facebook.
Okay, so I saw this thing with Dave Chappelle where he said, "I'm a turf, trans exclusionary radical feminist." I didn't even know that. Like, we're having very specific acronyms now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I kind of agree with him. I don't know. I agree with that whole.
Did we lose Marco and Matt? Yeah.
No, I was frozen for a minute, so I missed everything, and I came up to he's a turf, and I'm like, I'm trying to play catch up now in my mind.
Oh. No, it was a Dave Chappelle. Said he was a trans exclusionary radical feminist.
Wait, does this have to do with his special that everybody's losing mm-hmm. their shit about?
Oh, yep. I mean, he. This is something I guess he said after the special came out and everybody lost their shit again for the second time.
As have you seen the special?
Dave Chappelle for 20 years.
Yeah. Well, he explained turf on the special.
Yeah, I haven't seen the special, so that's why I didn't know.
I just know everybody's losing their shit about it.
Yeah. No. So I watched the special today. It's fresh in my mind, and that man who blasted him from Netflix, I mean, just didn't like his trans jokes. And he goes on to explain the reason kind of why that he kind of is the way he is and all that stuff. And he actually describes his friendship and tells a story about his friendship about a trans woman. I guess if you want to call trans woman, he befriended and was an aspiring actor, not actor, but comedian, yada, yada. And then he worked with her a lot and, they were really good friends, and he started getting blasted on Twitter by trans people, and she came to his bat and basically defended him in his honor. And then, you know, he was really thankful for that. And next thing he knows, he's getting blasted for the next 5 days over Twitter. And subsequently she ended up taking her own life. So he's really pissed off, and he's basically
he had a trans person coming to his defense, and that trans person then got bullied
by other trans
into personal suicide by
like they're like really good friends. Yeah,
man, this is some fucked up you guys.
Even goes to say, like,
I'm telling you,
she's not part of your tribe, she's part of my tribe. She's a comedian, she's our tribe, not yours, she's ours. You guys need to stop. You know, you guys just basically need to leave her alone. And you shouldn't have bullied her, basically.
See, I'm just telling you, we're way more inclusive than everybody else thinks. I wouldn't bully a trans person to suicide.
Especially if you're trans.
That's like, horrible.
That's terrible.
Terrible.
That's terrible. I just didn't know what a turf was. Terrible. And I didn't know that they had to be a radical feminist. You had to specify that you were trans exclusionary, because I thought anybody who included trans women in the feminist movement were inherently not feminists. That was my
understanding. I got a question. Correct me, guys, if I'm wrong, but if you're a feminist, how can you really be for like the trans stuff, right? Because that basically just brings men into the mix, and you know. And then this was also in Dave Chappelle's special that Caitlyn Jenner, Bruce Jenner, becomes a woman. The first year he's a woman as Caitlyn Jenner, she wins Woman of the Year.
Which like, I felt like we talked about that. That just proves that men can do anything women can do, but better.
Oh, Jesus.
It's just By that thought,
Marco, how can what's you that be? Email address?
It's lockerroommailbag@gmail.com. Attention, Fuck Thomas.
Speaking of locker room mailbag, welcome to the locker room. I'm Tom.
I'm Matthew.
I'm Chuck.
I'm here for the laughs.
You're very subdued tonight, my friend. You must be.
I'm tired.
I was going to say, I can tell when you've had a tough day at the tattoo show. I've been looking at some of those tattoos you're cranking out, though. And I, you know,
you the master.
I like me some of that Hornet.
I'm tired.
Yeah, that fucking watercolor Hornet was fucking legit, dude.
Yes, bro.
Oh, thanks, guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You're very good at your skill, your craft. It's very, very impressive.
I try not to suck. It's kind of important to what I do.
Yeah. Kind of.
That's a new locker room shirt. Try not to suck.
Try not to suck.
try not to suck. It's kind of important for repeat business.
Right. I mean, well, I don't know. There's some of those people I saw on Ink Master. I don't know how they're in business at all. And
yeah. Well, I've worked with some people that are just like, how the fuck do people keep coming back to you?
Right.
With other artists around you, like myself and six other motherfuckers, and there's that one guy who's like, how the fuck do they keep coming back to you?
I found an Instagram page for called like Sucky Tattoos or something like that. And I look at this stuff and I go, how is this not a criminal case?
Well,
did you see one of our listeners posted that I follow, my personal thing, posted his sucky tattoo that he just got covered up and it looks way better.
No, that's good.
Yeah, I'll send it to you guys. It was pretty bad. By the way, you know who you are.
I'm back to my default skin. No more mullet.
I see that. Gave up on the mullet.
Yeah,
much better.
I had curly hair twice, you know, once when I was working undercover and once when I moved up here, and growing my hair out, you guys know, it's never been I've always kept it kind of short like this. And
that with the pompadour looks a lot better.
Thank you.
I have one more thing to tell you guys about the sucky tattoo thing just before we move on. Okay. Real quickly. Imagine if you will for a moment.
Picture it
if you will. That somebody was proud of that when they first did it.
You know, so
like, right, keep this in mind. When you look at a shitty tattoo, right? A shitty tattoo somebody posted, right? Like, and they're just like, boom, here's a tattoo. Either the tattoo, I'll just say tattooer. I'm not going to attach the word artist to it, right? But either the tattooer or the person who got tattooed was like, yeah, that's mission accomplished, and took that picture and posted. That's how we see it. The picture's not like look, I just got fucked up. It's like, look at my new ink.
No, they're proud of that shit.
Tattoo. So remember, y'all remember that.
It's bad.
There's more shitty tattoos out there in the world than there are good ones.
By the way, I just real quick before we move on to our topic, and we have some, speaking of listeners, we have an email we want to get to before we get to our topic. We're going to be talking about something today that involves, like, at what point, you know, is a thing not a thing, right?
Yeah. When's enough? Sure. Enough?
Yeah, yeah. Right. When's enough? Enough.
Right? When do you need to move on?
So, speaking of the Dave Chappelle thing,
oh god,
there I saw an article, and I know what clickbait is. I understand what clickbait is,
sure.
But at some point, again, clickbait needs to be a criminal charge because I saw this article. It said, and it was when I was researching what the hell a turf was. It said, Game of Thrones actor tells Dave Chappelle to back off the LGBTQ jokes. And I was like, oh, was it Peter Dinklage? The short statured fellow that, you know, former me might've called a midget at one time in his life. is it Daenerys? Is it Aquaman? Which famous actor from Game of Thrones? And it like, so I click on it. And it was like somebody who played like soldier number 3 in the back row in one episode. It wasn't that bad, but it was literally nobody from the show, no named characters or anybody. Right. And I'm going, okay, this headline says Game of Thrones actor.
Well, I mean, technically,
but at what point do we go, are they really though? Are they really? you were in one. And Chuck, we got a message from a listener that sent us literally a screen cap of a movie called Protect and Serve from 2019, and they want us to watch it and talk shit about it because it's a cop movie.
So that's Irwin.
Okay, so we've got that going on. But Matt, we got an email and we've got the clearance to read it. We don't know about the other email from.
We don't know. Yeah, we still haven't heard back from.
You know who you are
from the last week.
Right, from the last week one. But
okay, got it. Yeah,
for
yeah.
this week.
This I'm week's gonna, one. This I, is
yeah. Take it yeah, away.
We're just gonna go and I trust that we're gonna allow me to read this in its entirety before we crack wise ass jokes, because it's a little heavier. It's a little serious.
I give them your intent.
Okay. Here we go. So this came through the locker room.
The locker mail. It's where off to a great
cool.
start.
The locker mail. It's the, I'm a half a drink in and I haven't had dinner yet. So whatever.
We're Ossifer. I'm not.
Ossifer, I'm not a singing drinker.
I've only had two officers, Mr. Just Martini.
Gearing up for another punishing run tomorrow, like I had last week after my poor decisions. But here we go. Okay, so hi Tom, Matt, Marco, and Chuck. I'm a long time.
Hey, we're all in there.
I just got through the fucking the goddamn intro before you fucking Sorry. Chimed in. You fucking kidding Sorry. Me right now? Jesus Christ. Okay. Fuck all. Okay. I'm a long time listener of the podcast and just wanted to say thank you for always making me laugh. My husband recently passed away unexpectedly a couple of months ago, and it's been a tough time for me and my kids. My son is the one that got me hooked on your podcast. I started with War Stories and loved it, but it can get tough, and then I caught my first Locker Room and loved it. You are all so funny. I even laugh at jokes I probably shouldn't, winky face, except Chuck's joke.
Okay, I apologize for that. I'm sorry.
28 I'm reasons to make why you shouldn't laugh at that joke.
Dude.
Oh, wow.
It was bad. It was just tasteful. Okay. I'm sorry. Publicly apologize.
I'm a letter carrier, and going back to work was hard. I spend a majority of my day alone with nothing but my thoughts. Listening to music is out because my husband was an amazing guitar player and vocalist and was in a band most of our marriage, so every song is some sort of reminder. Talk radio is too depressing, and all my other podcasts I listen to all involve politics / conspiracy theories. Laura, it's unpopular political hypotheses.
That's right.
I can't believe I caught.
That's right.
I remember I just said that one out, and yeah. Thomas was like, "What did you just say?" I'm like,
"Brilliant.
We can't say it."
And it's all too much right now. LOL. Then I saw Drunk Star Wars on my podcast downloads and started listening. I laughed so hard.
Sorry.
Yeah.
To what? I'm like, to what?
I laughed so hard for the first time in weeks, except when Matt puked. Ha ha ha. So now every day I listen to one of the episodes, even the ones I've already listened to. You all have literally saved my life. I was starting to wonder if I would ever be able to laugh again. My husband was super funny and made me laugh every day of the 29 years we spent together. Humor got us through the tough times. He was the love of my life and my best friend, and things will never be the same. But thank you so much for letting me relax and laugh for an hour or so a day. I appreciate all four of you so much. My husband's dad was a cop for 40 years. He passed away 2 months after he retired. I wish something like this podcast would have been around when he was going through hard times. He worked sex crimes for way longer than he should have, and it changed him forever. Alcohol abuse, divorce, etc., all were a result of not talking about the trauma he witnessed on a daily basis. So again, thank you for not just making me laugh with locker room antics, but also tackling the tough stuff that our first responders deal with. My son is currently Air Force Reserve and is probably getting kicked out for not complying with the vaccine mandate. He has corresponded with you all, and he's had questions, and you have helped him too. So as a mom, thank you so much. On a less serious note, you need to have... on a less serious note, you need to have Scott, who followed the Q movement, back on the podcast. I'm so curious what he thinks now that more time has passed. Mm-hmm. Such crazy times we're living in right now. Keep up the excellent work, and God's blessing to each of you. Laura.
Well, the same shit. That's what he said.
Yeah, so... So, I mean, guys, I read this like three times before I sent it to you guys. And I was like, fuck, how do I even respond to this? Like,
right.
The words, an email response just didn't seem appropriate. It's like there's nothing heavy enough to convey.
Say,
first
right?
of all, like, that's just like, we're a couple of jack wagons that just fuck around, right?
And, look, Mina, yeah. Mina. We here in the Locker Room Podcast, we want to tell you that we are here for you.
For you.
We're not... Hey, let's not get racist, okay? Let's not get racist.
Don't oppress him.
I remember... Listen, Matt. Be quiet, okay? I remember the oven comment of last week. Okay? The running in the morning and the ovens and the juice. Okay, hey. Calmate.
Calmate a tu culo.
Okay, mira. Like I was saying, mira. We here in the Locker Room Podcast like to fuck around and talk the shit, as the kids say. And if you enjoy coming with us on this crazy game of toast.
That's better than coming on us. I'd rather you come with us.
We would love to have you. We love to have you. But in all seriousness, thank you. Not for the email, but thank you for listening to us, for taking the time. You know, what little time you have and what little bits of sanity you have and the time at work that you want to keep. There's a lot of other podcasts you can listen to. We know here at the Locker Room Podcast,
you have many choices
of podcasts you can listen to. But at the end of the day, you know, every single person that's listening, thanks. I mean, we said this from the beginning that we do this because, well, we need our own decompression time.
Yeah.
We've known each other for a very, very long time, except for Chuck. We all known each other for a very, very long time. And this is our way of decompressing. This is the way that we would talk shit to each other and how we talk to each other when we are together, when we were together.
Yeah, really, all we did was record to our normal phone calls.
Yeah.
But honestly, this is a very fun and crazy kind of adventure for us that we go on every week.
Yeah.
So for you guys to reach out to us is very, Matt and I talk about this all the time. It's very surreal and unreal to have you guys reach out to us and say, hey, you know, we listen and we hear what you guys are saying and thank you for doing what you do, because we're just fucking around. Yeah. So we're just fucking off. But I mean, this sounds cheesy saying this after the heartfelt email that, you know, Matt just read off, but you can reach out to us anytime. We're all very personable.
Yeah.
We're all very
and
easy
some
to
of
talk
you do.
To.
Yeah.
And some of you do. And we try to respond to every single one of you. So reach out anytime that you want or need.
When we say this is our show, we mean you guys too. Like, this is our show. This whole show is designed. I mean, remember back in the day, we said this is like unfiltered. This is how guys talk when guys are just by themselves. And if girls want to listen in, that's cool too. And we're just, this is real conversations in a very real way. We don't script it, or we text each other like, hey, do you want to talk about this tonight? Hey, do you want, hey, what about this? We text each other articles, but we don't plan what we're gonna.
There's no script.
I'm just as surprised at the shit that comes out of Matt's mouth as everybody else.
It's really off the cuff. Yeah.
Or Chuck's joke.
Yeah.
One time.
But you never.
That's all it takes to catch a charge, buddy. That's all it takes to catch a charge.
You could build one house, doesn't make you a carpenter. You suck one dick, you're a cocksucker for life. You don't rest your life.
Yeah.
This is true.
No, but saying like what Marco was talking about, I had my personal Instagram is wide open. Anybody can follow me. And there's people that I have no idea that listen to that follow, right? And this was like, I don't know. When was it? Middle of September. I got some random message in my DMs on Instagram, and it was after I posted one of my freaking, if you follow me on Instagram, you pretty much see me running every morning. That's like my thing. That's just what I do. Right.
This is true.
Transient screaming.
Yeah. So, oh god, yes. That shit. Yeah, now I got the fucking GoPro going.
Dude, that shit sounded like the fucking crazy cat lady from The Simpsons.
And I was looking around because I was like, "Where is this motherfucker? Where the fuck is this guy?" Because everything echoes that. Yeah.
I told my TV show pitch.
Oh, dude,
Urban Adventures.
I told Larissa. I said, "Now that I found my wife, I said, now that I found this GoPro, and I'm going to fire it up Monday morning, one of two things is going to happen. Either all fucking hell's going to break loose or nothing's going to happen because now I'm recording everything." But middle of September, after I posted one of my run things, I get this random message from somebody that I didn't even know was following me. And it says, "I'm a podcast listener, so I don't want you to think I'm some random, but just had a question. What keeps you going? What gives you motivation to wake up so early and be active, or maybe even who?" And then we had this whole freaking dialogue. So hit us up. Like, we're not celebrities. We're not famous. No. Nor do we want to be.
Like, but here's the thing. We'll go if we get to the point where people want us to come do live shows and fly to their town and like record somewhere and do a meet and greet, we'll be happy to do all that. If we get to that point, we'll be happy.
Thomas will be happy to do it.
That reminds me of the giveaway. I was going to announce the big giveaway that we're going to do, but we'll get to that later.
Okay. No. Well, don't forget.
It's not a tattoo. I'll tell you what.
I won't forget. I won't forget.
So then here's one more message on a lighter note. It says, "Hey guys, big fan. Quick little funny story for you. I'm a FedEx delivery driver and I've been binging the Locker Room episodes, and the intro is something I speak along to in my head. Every now and then I'll say parts out loud sometimes. Today was one of those days where my mind was wandering and I'm not realizing I'm talking out loud because I have my headphones in. As I'm walking through a crowded Hy-Vee after a pickup, I unknowingly yell out because I just went gay all of a sudden."
Yes. Yes. My spirit animal.
It looked like a goddamn mannequin challenge how everyone stopped dead in their tracks. I almost pissed myself laughing as I walk out of this Hy-Vee. Thanks, guys. Now an entire grocery store thinks I'm gay. Now that's amazing. I don't get fired. Oh, awesome. Love what you guys keep doing. Keep it up.
Amazing.
Oh my god.
I'm guilty of that too. Sometimes I'll catch myself and I'll look at one of my coworkers and I'll go, "Was that my house? Did I say that out loud?" And they go, "Yes." I'm like, "Fuck, I thought that was in my head. Like, my bad." But I wanted to real quick. I wanted to jump back to Laura's thing with that email. And this is for everybody. Good on you, Laura, for finding your something that helps you, whether it's us, whether it's reading a book, fucking going somewhere. Like, everybody needs to find that one thing that helps them kind of get out of that slump and for even that brief moment, whether it's an hour, 20 minutes, whatever, that gets you back to you. And not that you forget everything that was going on or is going on, but you have that moment of clarity or normalcy to where it's everything's kind of okay in your world for that moment. And the fact that we can even be a part of that to help you do that is such a fucking honor. I really appreciate it. It means a lot to us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And laughter is like an opiate, right? It doesn't take away the problem that's causing you pain. It just makes you not give a shit for a while.
Right.
And so, you know, for you to find us to be your opiate, we'll take it. You can mainline the Locker Room podcast all the time.
Noise.
Wow. Holy shit. But, say hello to my little friend.
So I want to know what started this conversation we're about to have, because
I'll tell you exactly what started this conversation.
That's why you're the one I'm going to.
Oh, okay.
Pretty sure.
Did I fuck up the segue?
Pretty a little bit, but hey. So I know you somehow ended up at a Foreigner concert.
Not somehow. I requested. So
okay.
So the company I work for has season box seats, fucking primo box seats.
Oh yeah, I went and saw the Stray Cats.
Yeah, dead fucking center. Like, you're the sound people are right behind you. You're dead center in these box seats. You get VIP parking, VIP access to that freaking little lounge thing where there's free booze and free food beforehand, right? Mm. Full service with the server that comes up to your box, food and everything.
When you say
full service. Full service. I was like, ma'am.
My wife
is here.
Can you? That was the awkward part. You didn't even ask for it. She just started doing it.
My wife is here. Can you take care of her first?
That or can you meet me in the restroom? Like 10 minutes? Give me 10 minutes.
Yeah, for sure. That's easy. So that's being a gentleman.
Meet me at the bathrooms during the bass solo, please.
Yeah. 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 I got another story about that. I almost got into a fight in the bathroom during the drum solo, but anyway.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Of course you did.
So this is one of the perks at the company that they
at the Foreigner?
Yeah.
Greek Theater, Foreigner, of course.
At the Greek Theater. In the bathroom.
Who fights during a fucking Foreigner
hey,
concert?
Hey. My brother got into a fist fight at a Bonnie Raitt concert, and that's a whole amazing story I can tell if you want. But Matt first, Foreigner.
Yeah, so Foreigner. I'm at Foreigner, and I had originally thought, and I was talking with Margo, I was like, you know, yeah, I think it's like the original guitarist and the singer, I think. And upon...
Well, yeah, he mentioned to me, he's like, oh, I'm going to go see Foreigner. And I was like, Foreigner? They're still touring? He's like, yeah, they're still touring. I'm like, who the... And I literally said, who the fuck is left in Foreigner?
Yeah. And I was like, I think it's the guitarist, the original guitarist who is a Foreigner. That's
right.
How they...
Right. You get the there and it's just a bunch of immigrants with musical instruments.
Right.
Not even...
So I thought it was the guitarist and the singer. And I'm like, okay, cool. You. Guitarist, singer. Like, you have the voice. You have the guy who wrote most of the music. That's the fucking band, right? That's like the chunk of the band.
And what was their big hit?
Pick one. There's a bunch of big hits. God, there was...
Look at Matt's face right
Jesus
now.
Jesus, cool! Look at Matt's face. Dice! Oh, there you go. Is that your favorite one?
Wow.
Sorry, I went for it.
Chuck's like, this is what I signed up for? This is what I logged in for? Yeah.
No, it's the Oxy.
It got him
immobile.
I know there's part of our listener base like, Foreigner. Huh? It's like, yeah.
Hot-blooded!
Yeah, Hot-blooded, which is the theme song, the opening theme song for Tacoma FD. So all you kids, if you watch Tacoma FD, that opening theme song for the show is a Foreigner song.
Okay.
So.
I watched that show.
Yeah, I did all the props for that show. The fucking show's great. Amazing. Firefighting is shit.
Oh! With
the antics and the...
I want to know what love is. Wasn't that them? I want to know what love is. Is that them? That Foreigner?
No, I don't think so.
Too bad I don't have some sort of portable device right now.
Yeah. So anyway, so
I'm looking it up.
So
I'm
get I
right ooh, Jukebox Hero.
Jukebox Hero. Yeah.
Jukebox Hero.
They closed with Hot Blooded and
yes,
Jukebox
I want to know what love is.
I want to know what love is. Yeah.
Feels like the first time.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm looking into this and I'm like, oh no, it's just the guitarist Mick Jones, who is the founding member. He's the guy that came up with the name. He wrote everything. Mm-hmm. And dude's 76 years old. And I'm like, well, I'm kind of stoked to see this. Like, fuck yeah.
God bless him.
So they open up, Foreigner comes out, starts singing
with oxygen.
And I'm
tanks.
Like, where's the guitarist? There's no Mick Jones is not to be seen. I'm gonna look at the guitarist. I'm like, that's not him. That's where is this guy? So they do the first three songs. And I'm like, this is a goddamn Foreigner cover band. Like, it sounds just like him. The singer they have, come to find out after the fact, I found out that he's been in the band since like 2002, 2005, something like that. The band formed in 77, way back in the 1900s.
Right.
For you kids.
Right.
The 1900s?
Yeah. These fucking cocksuckers. That's what they're saying. Oh, yeah. Back in the 1900s. Yeah. Fuck off. Oh, anyway, fuck, that's a whole other fucking topic. These little motherfuckers.
Oh,
fuck these
shit.
Kids. So I'm like, what the fuck? Like, it sounds great and everything. And then after the third song, the singer's like, you know, doing a little who's who in the zoo of who's playing what, and goes, you want to bring out, you know, the founding member, the, you know, the namesake of the band, you know, Mick Jones. And he comes out and he's got his freaking Les Paul, and this mother, 76 years old, this mother, he's not moving too fast, but he's shredding. I mean, he's just fucking playing his songs. And I'm like, fuck yeah. So the people I were with, along with the people on either side. Fucking bourbon, man.
I just want to make sure it wasn't me.
No, I heard it too afterwards. I was just trying to breeze through it. Thanks for fucking putting me on blast. Anyway. I'm unintentionally buzzed.
Shenanigans.
Yeah. So the people that I was with at the time, and the box on either side of us, I'll get there, guys, I swear. We're starting to, you know,
sounds like, good to me.
Oh, they got, yeah, my oxy brother. Yeah. I think I have some left over. So they're making fun of, like, oh, they brought grandpa out here, you know, ha ha ha, you know, he's what? So old. Da, da, da. So I stopped. I said, do you realize the guy up there shredding on guitar at 76 years old is 2 years younger than the current sitting fucking US president, and everybody shut the fuck up. I said, put that in perspective. Yeah. Yep. He's 2 years younger than our president, and you're fucking making fun of him. But he's up there shredding on a fucking guitar. He can remember.
Yeah, he can remember come out on stage and do his own thing. And
play everything. Like, he's there.
Right, just walk away randomly.
You know, yeah. And everybody's like, oh, I'm like, yeah.
The current sitting president probably couldn't play a skin flute.
No.
The penis.
So,
yes, Chuck, so, it is yeah, the so, penis. It is
the penis. So I was talking with Marco, and Marco brought up a good point. And Marco was the brainchild behind tonight's topic was, at what point when you lose people in a band or you break off and go, do you have the right to carry on that namesake? And we started talking, we're going to get into
it. I don't mean legally. Legally
right, just, right. Yeah. But just like,
because you could bequeath the band name Foreigner to somebody and they could go out on tour as Foreigner because you left them the name.
But you know what? Look, these guys that have been in the band, they've been in the band since like 2002, 2005. We're in 2021. That's a good long run to be in a band anyway. And they sound just, I mean, if you, they sound just like them. It was great. It was a really great experience. They nailed every song. You know what? That guy said,
well, he came out on stage. No,
that guy sounded just like him. Just fucking, the singer sounded just fucking like him.
I mean, you go to Vegas, you find a lot of acts that sound just like
him. If you were to go see Sublime right now, Sublime with Rome, that motherfucker sounds just like Brad.
Yeah, he sounds like
just
Brad.
Yeah, just fucking like, Brad. Yeah, dude.
You go see what's the guy who sang in Bohemian Rhapsody. He did all the Freddie Mercury vocals for Bohemian Rhapsody. He's not touring with Queen. That other guy, the American Idol Adam, kid is, but
Adam Lambert.
Yeah,
Adam,
I think that's
Adam,
it.
Adam something.
Yeah. But
you know, that brought up the thing, like, you know, like at what point do you get to still be that band?
Okay, so I would argue so in that case
when,
it's not
so hard with a singer.
What's that?
In that case, I would argue that's not
for. No, it was a fucking cover band. It was
a cover band.
It was a tribute band, a very excellent tribute band, and
just happened to have the original member come out for one song.
No, he came out after the third song, and he stayed the whole rest of the fucking night. Yeah, well then he would argue they're playing.
I would argue the fact that he's a founding member, founded the band.
Came up with the name.
It's his band, his name. He has the right to carry it on. So I would still look at it as, this is still the band Foreigner, just not with the original members. It has one original member who's the founding one, who just based on his age, you know, has other people to continue playing. But
so what about bands that have multiple founding members?
Right.
Let's say, for example, Guns N' Roses.
Okay.
Right? That's a good place to start. And I'm not talking about Guns N' Roses now, because obviously, as we know, Slash and Duff went back to playing with Axl, right? But for like the 20 years, like for like 20 years before, like the last 4 or 5 years, it's been basically Axl and company, right? It's been Axl and whoever the fuck he's hired to play it. Like, you know,
yeah, that dude with the bucket on his fucking head. What the fuck was that?
Oh, yeah, that's right. But yeah, Bucket to play Bucket. Well,
and he had Josh Freese
I think it's a stupid ass gimmick, but that fucker shreds.
Oh, yeah, he shredded. But it's like, dude.
Yeah, he's a great fucking guitar player. But
Colonel Sanders wants his bucket back.
so in that instance it's like Axl Rose and company, but he's like, nope, I own the name, like, and legally he owns the name Guns N' Roses, so therefore anybody and who he puts on stage with him and calls Guns N' Roses is a member of Guns N' Roses.
So
to the point where he didn't, that's the whole reason why he didn't go to, at least that's what he said, the reason why he didn't go to the induction ceremony is because his whole gripe was, well, those guys, for what you guys are celebrating, we're in Guns N' Roses for like 10 years. I've been playing with these guys, and these guys have been Guns N' Roses for 15 years, and they're not being inducted.
Because we're, they didn't fucking play on Appetite for Destruction. Appetite for Destruction is the only reason that Guns N' Roses made it into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Period. Right. Agreed. Yep.
I mean, Use Your Illusion 1
and 2 would have been a good single album. You could have cut those two albums into one good album.
Yeah. I agree. You could have cut half of the song.
But okay, what great high school memories with User Illusion 1 and 2, right? Yeah, I mean, can we just be honest?
What was her name?
I don't know.
So let's for the sake of argument, establish some rules for this discussion.
We've talked about this. Matt was high and kept on walking out. Right. You know what I'm saying? Like,
let's say that we're talking about the spirit of the band, not the letter of the band. I don't want the Axl Rose legal on paper. I can sue you if you're
right.
Let's not talk about that then.
Right.
Let's just say, okay.
I'm with that.
Yes, it was Foreigner because Mick Jones owns the name Foreigner. Let's throw that out. So let's talk about the spirit of the band, which is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing, which is the guys that played on Appetite got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you know?
Right.
So let's take that approach and let's talk about Guns N' Roses for a second. Guns N' Roses, Axl Rose left, went out on his own, or everybody else left Axl alone, I guess would be a better way to put it.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then Axl.
By the way, it was the guys. By the way, just to so we don't get any fucking comic book nerds from the music scene. It wasn't just Appetite; it was Appetite and User Illusion.
Yes,
because Gilby went in there. You know, saying like Matt Sorum,
right?
Went
all in, the guys. The but so let's before, face
just
it.
Put stop. Just delete the halfway written email correction. You know what we're talking about now. Yeah. Carry on.
So let's say that.
How you doing, man?
Axl goes out on his own. Right,
some water. He has other people playing.
He has other people playing with him. And then you have Slash, and he gets all the guys from Guns N' Roses except Axl, and goes out on tour as Slash is Snake Pit and Miles Kennedy. Oh, no. And Miles Kennedy, I would argue, if you actually listen to Slash with all the guys from Guns N' Roses playing and Miles Kennedy singing lead vocals on Paradise City and all these other and Sweet Child of Mine, he's so much better than Axl. So it's just fantastic. So I would argue that spiritually, that is a more true representation of Guns N' Roses. And I would rather go see that band than go see Axl, you know, caterwaul his way through a concert by himself.
Do you remember when? Do you remember when he came back?
I don't see him now.
When Axl came back for the first time and his fucking fat ass with the fucking cornrow,
and
he like ran downstage singing and got to the end. It was like, it's like, did you not prep for this?
Right.
Oh my God! Did you guys hear? Did you guys hear the video that was released a couple months ago? The Motley Crue.
Why?
he was rewriting shit on the fly.
And there's the last ones that got really popular is him quitting the show. Him just going, guys, I'm sorry. I'm really tired and I just can't catch my breath and blah, 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 and just ends the fucking show. And the funny thing is he's like doing this apology and in the background is like, Kickstarter, like, vocal track still going with the harmonies and shit.
I would argue, Vince Neil, know who really can't catch his breath? The passenger from your sports car. That guy.
Can't catch his breath.
Nice. Just say
that'd be Raz. Nice. His name was Raz.
Yeah, Raz. Anyway, 30 days. Motherfucker got 30 days.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Anyway, so. Here's one for you then. You have two Van Halens. You have Van Halen and Van Hagar.
And Van Hagar.
Right. And I have
heard. I like it. I'm sorry.
But here's the thing. Technically, they're both by definition Van Halen, but I would argue it's two completely different bands.
Oh yeah. Right. Oh yeah.
For example, going off of that. So there's the third incarnation of Van Halen, which they released, it was the Singer for Extreme.
Yes,
they released an album right after Sammy.
Sorry, my bad.
If y'all remember three episodes ago with the sneeze, which is at the same thing but with a burp. Again, folks, if you have a moment, I know that you may be welding, mail carrying, and doing other things randomly, but if you have a moment and remember later, look this up online because you're gonna. Thomas, give us a minute read somewhere around to the tune of.
So that's gonna be about 40 minutes in,
guys. 44 minutes or so. Matt's face was the dog that farted himself.
He was
Matt burp. Who's that? Who's there? What happened?
We looked at him, and he looked around like, "What happened?
Who did that? Who did that?
Like, he knew it was him, but he didn't know quite know it was him.
No. He looked up like, do you guys, hear that barking spider?
I had my headphones turned up so goddamn loud, and it was loud in my own fucking, like, it happened in real life and in stereo.
Oh my God. Okay. Whew.
But that's okay. So here's a couple of things. Like, you have bands that are one person, right? So if the Foo Fighters,
like, you mean like
Nine Inch Nails? Like, if the Foo Fighters, as long as Dave Grohl is on stage, God damn it, I'm watching the Foo Fighters, right?
Right. Yeah.
Sure. As long as so Trent Reznor is on stage,
fuck him. But whatever.
He's had the same. The thing is, I understand he like writes everything and records most of the parts himself, but he has like. It's kind of hard to say because he has his regular, like, his band, like, when they play live.
No, they are okay. So I said, guys, I can tell you, Dave Grohl is an amazing human being, because when he lost one of the original guitar player for the Foo Fighters, they took a guitar player from a local punk band to LA that I happen to know through a mutual friend. He took him on tour all summer to fill in, and at the end of the tour, Dave Grohl was like, "Hey, so we've really enjoyed having you filling in, and we just thought we'd offer you the job permanently." And the guy's like, "Yeah, that's awesome. Sure." And he goes, "Okay, well, we're going to make you a full-fledged member of the Foo Fighters, and you're completely, you know, in the band. You get all the same rights as everybody else. Oh, also, here's a check for what you would have made had you been a full-fledged member when you started the tour. So we want to back pay you for your time, because only getting like a regular musician rate."
That's rare.
Yeah.
That's what you do not hear about that in the industry. Yeah. That's, I mean, whatever he's fucked off recently, that's great. You don't hear about that.
Right.
The industry is very, 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 very cutthroat. So that's really good to hear.
And so I get it. That he has regular musicians he's very loyal to. But for me, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, psych, whatever you want to call it, if Dave Grohl is on stage, I'm watching the Foo Fighters. Conversely, if Dave Grohl is not on stage and I'm seeing all the other assholes in Dave Grohl's band and Dave Grohl does not come out, I did not go to see the Foo Fighters.
Right. And so I was going to say this. There's a lot of bands out there that have lost their lead singers, and it's still the band, cause they still own the majority of members, cause they're all in on it together. They still own the majority rights to the name, but it's
like Alice in Chains.
Right. Yes. And it's still not that band. I mean,
unless the band goes on to really significant success, like AC/DC. AC/DC loses their first singer, dies, gets another singer. Sure, they continue on. Also, fair. I can't tell the difference mostly between the two of them.
They're
really
same.
Close.
Yeah.
You know, so AC/DC, that's different. Yeah. Like, you change singers. Same thing with Van Halen. Van Halen, you change singers, they go on to be just as big. I would argue that, although the music is, you know, very, very different, and they're two very different bands tonally, you know, it's still Van Halen. Fine. You know, I get all that. Def Leppard, you know, they lose their guitar player, they hire another guitar player, they keep going on to success. They lose an arm somewhere, they keep going on to success. Like, you know, they've never been a complete band.
Never. Yeah. Well, they were at first. The beginning, they were complete.
Didn't they change bass players too?
They've changed. Well. Yeah, I think Def Leppard basically has three guys, and if those three guys are in the band, it's Def Leppard. Right.
Okay, what was the band? Right. I know I should know this because it was an '80s band that changed the singers, and they got this little Filipino dude that sounds just fucking.
So that's where I was going to get to.
I'm having a hard time with Journey. Yes.
Okay.
Journey.
That blew my fucking mind.
So Steve Perry was the original singer of Journey, and everybody knows, everybody's heard the voice that sings "Just a Small Town Girl Living in a Lonely World."
Yeah.
Fucking amazing, right? Mm-hmm. One of the most pure male tenor voices.
Oh my God. When the Nights Go Down the City.
Steve Perry.
Holy shit.
So Steve Perry leaves, and Journey continues on. And not really, you know, any success. And then, as if to prove my point, Steve Perry joins the band again. They cut a new album. The first song, the first single off that album becomes a number one hit single after like 10 years of being in limbo. And then they want to go on tour, and Steve Perry's like, "Dude, I got to get a hip replacement. I'm getting old. We got to take it slow." And so the band said, "Fuck you, Steve. We're not waiting." And they went on tour without him, and they hired another singer, and then subsequently found this little Filipino kid on YouTube that sounds almost identical.
I mean, it's yeah,
to Steve Perry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's you can still catch like his Filipino accent in certain words. It's like just a sotong girl.
Yeah, but real. I mean, closest but as they
for
could
real,
possibly
close
get.
Enough, right?
Yeah.
But
yeah.
For me, mm-hmm. for me, yeah. if I'm not seeing Steve Perry, I will enjoy it, and it will be as close to Journey as I can possibly get.
Right.
But it still won't quite be the same for me.
So what right? you're saying is so in that situation, so your journey would not be complete.
Oh.
I think it's because you develop a connection with the singer. You've heard that singer for such a long time, then all of a sudden it gets switched up on you, and then you're like, eh. Yeah, it sounds good, but it's not, what, okay. the, it's not the same.
I got See, I feel differently about Queen.
I got one for you. What about Judas Priest?
Yeah, I was going to say they
because they freaking... now they broke ties, yep. right?
Yeah.
They broke ties, and Judas Priest got a new singer, which
from is a cover band he's a of great Judas
singer,
Priest.
Right?
They made a fucking movie about that from, shit.
Yeah. They did
with Mark Wahlberg.
Fucking Marky Mark,
like, fucking Marky Mark, man. Hey guys, I can sing just like you.
So which one do you call like the real deal? Because you can now obviously Halford's on and still on
now. Halford's back
now he's doing solo stuff. But before he got back with Judas Priest, he you could go see either.
Yeah.
You can see like the rhythm section, if you will, with a different singer, or you can see the singer with a different rhythm section. So it's like
which would you prefer?
In that
and
case,
I think that's where you have the more emotional connection.
Yeah,
would, I would rather go would see Rob Halford sing Judas Priest songs with a different band,
right?
Than go see the guys from Judas Priest play behind somebody that isn't Rob Halford. It's right. kind of the it's kind of the Foo Fighters rule.
It's just the voice, though. For me, it's like the singer, like they're
iconic.
I'm going to look up a band real quick.
That is the band. You're going to what?
But like, on the flip side, what did we say about Guns N' Roses? I'd rather go see all the members of Guns N' Roses with Miles Kennedy. And
that's just because we saw that. That's just because we know that Axl's an asshole.
So. Is he not? Well, okay, here's one. No, Chuck's looking something up. Here's one for you.
He's looking something up.
When did Metallica stop being Metallica?
A Black Album.
Black Album.
No, I would argue as soon as they cut their hair.
Which was shortly after the fucking Black Album,
yes,
wasn't it?
After the Black Album.
Okay, Load. Yeah. That was their, the Black Album was their, was like their pinnacle.
Load and Reload.
Yeah, I would say the Black Album is, I mean, you can't argue with that being one of the most perfect metal albums of all time. It's so catchy and so tight and so.
I mean, there's been a bunch of other metal bands before them, before that time, that said basically, you guys had the balls to cut an album that the rest of us, you know, did not. We were stuck on cutting everything raw, making everything really aggressive sounding, garage sounding. They're the first ones to say, you know, let's just try this whole different approach.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And they, knowing now from.
They probably had a meeting and were like, you know, what do you guys think? And Hefe was like, yeah, yeah. And then they just fucking went and did it.
Matt.
Oh my god.
By the way, Thomas, I know you remember this, but the live shit Benjamin Burch,
yes.
the recording of that album, when all of a sudden you hear Hetfield like Shrumel and like all these different kind of vocals.
If nobody
they just all started just stick to the game.
If you guys have never seen it, there's a two VHS, well, you could probably get it on DVD if you special order it at this point. But Metallica took cameras into the studio when they recorded the Black Album, and they did a documentary that covered the 9 months of recording the Black Album and then the first 9 months of the tour. And it's pretty spectacular to watch like how the Black Album was cut and everything that went into it and all that kind of cool stuff. There's some really cool snippets of it, but Marco's referring to a moment where their producer, new producer, he's the guy who produced like Motley Crue, Dr. Feelgood and all this cool shit, right? Yeah. And James Hetfield, like you joked around, is always going, yeah, right? And so he
like Rob Zombie.
He says, hey, so let's try something other than the normal, yeah. You know, let's try something like woman. Or Shayao. So there's footage of James Hetfield trying something else, you know, Shayao, and they just key the mic. They're like, yeah, let's just go back to your regular yeah.
That was the documentary thing where he was like totally trashing Axl Rose, right?
when they went on tour together and he grabbed Axl Rose's demands and he was reading off all the fucking shit that Axl Rose demanded in his dressing room.
Especially the cheese board.
The cheese board.
It had to be cut in cubes.
To get down his scrawny little throat. Yeah.
But you know why they do that? They do that. At, what's it called? It's called a...
The writer.
And they throw some ridiculous shit on there.
Like no brown M&Ms.
Yeah. So they can say, look, we're not going to do that. Okay, fine. Right. If you don't do that, but you have to do this. And so they deliberately put some bullshit on there.
If you see Axl Rose's list, though...
Yeah.
If you see Axl Rose's list, there's a lot of bullshit on there. Like...
And I mean, there's some ridiculous writers out there, like a specific number of bottles and a specific name brand of
with
bottled water
and
temperature. Yeah, so with temperatures
with
and
all the labels facing east or whatever. Yeah.
Smokinggun.com. The smokinggun.com literally has a database of all of the writers that have been made public information. Yep. So if you want to go see the demands of Mariah Carey or Celine Dion or the Foo Fighters, if you want to see what these acts, these bands, these singers, if you want to see what they absolutely demand to be in their dressing room, if you want to be sickened,
what they feel entitled to. Oh, that was not me.
Look up Morrissey.
Guys, that was not me.
That's Chuck. Dude, he's nodding out. And
fuck no, it wasn't me.
Is escaping.
No, dude, I didn't burp.
Who burped?
Liars.
I don't know. It wasn't me.
Somebody heard a burp, though, right?
Yeah,
I
did.
Nobody burp. I didn't hear no burp.
Matt. I didn't fucking burp. That's why I said it wasn't me.
Okay, dude, well, let's move on.
It was not me. It actually was not me.
It was one of those under the, like,
I'd give it a burp. I'd give it a burp. It was not me.
I heard Chuck it. Was definitely
snoring.
Not me.
Chuck was snoring.
I'm not fucking snoring. Dude, I'm not nodding out.
He's air quotes, researching.
Watching.
maybe you guys can help me out with this. I've been looking up, there was a band, Killswitch Engaged.
They had their original singer
who was really good, but then I guess they lost their original singer and then they got a new one that sounds really, really, really good, but it's not the same.
But then no one changed back.
Did he change back?
Yeah. So they changed back. So they got a new singer because they were not getting along. The original singer didn't want to do this anymore. So they got a new singer, which is not an old singer, and he was with them for like 3 or 4 albums, and they got like the highest level of success that the band has had. And then he announced that he was stepping down from the band. So it's just saying basically artistically, like, hey guys, I loved the time I spent with everybody here, blah, blah, blah. It's not leaving on bad terms. As a vocalist, I want to explore a different sound and do something different. And like, I love my time. I love the fans. I love the type. I love these guys. But as a band, you know, the four of us play this and I want to do something a little bit different and challenge myself differently. And they got the original singer back to come back. And he's
good
because he's been touring with them.
In my opinion, I liked that original singer so much. And then when I heard the new stuff, I was like, I didn't really like it all that much.
I will just say this, End of Heartache, like that song, the actual song, End of Heartache. That's just the vocal range and the delivery and power that the new, we'll call him, I forget his name, but the new singer has. Versus the other. I mean, you're always going to get different delivery. You're always going to get different vocals and different delivery when you change a band member, something like that. But I'm with you. I think the original, like the earlier stuff, was a little bit more quote unquote metal, a little bit more raw sounding. Right. But I gotta give that fucking Anna Hardik album, especially that song and that his non screaming, the actual singing vocals. Right. There's the power behind his vocals is actually like pipes, if you will, singing. It's just like I think he had a little bit more vocal dexterity.
Right. Okay.
And that aspect of it, but the original guy, his like growling and actually like screaming vocals, I thought were a lot more cut through.
So for me, it was nostalgia almost. That's what got me.
I understand.
And then there's another band out there called Bad Wolves, and the lead singer used to be Tommy Vexed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Right.
Tommy
Vexed. He's a badass.
Dude, yeah,
he is. I fucking respect the shit out of that guy.
Oh yeah, big time.
Hey, so is he still canceled? Is that what's going on?
So he's actually.
And are they going on without him?
Yeah, they have a new singer and everything. And I was just about to say it. I don't like it. Really? I don't like it at all. I prefer Tommy Vex. And the thing is that
he's got his own thing going on now.
But he's also holds the name Bad Wolves. So there's this big litigation thing back and forth between the original band named Bad Wolves and Tommy Vex trying to come out with a new Bad Wolves, change different spelling. But he's like, I own the name. It was my name. I created the name. And that was the whole argument that's been going on. And I'm like, I can kind of see it from both perspectives and sides. I was like, Bad Wolves will probably never be the same because they don't have Tommy. All of his new shit that he comes out with is just really, really, really good. He's just got to get his footing down and actually be able to pump out an album. Cause as of now, he doesn't have anything.
Yeah. But he's going to get paid big time. Cause they tried taking credit for, cause he wrote a bunch of the songs.
Yeah.
So they're out there trying to play his shit. And he's like, no, that's my shit. You don't get to do that.
Yeah. There's,
they can technically play the Thomas
live.
You can play live all you want.
You can't sell it.
You can't chart. It's like you can play any cover. Like we could put a band back together. Put a band back together.
My God, 15-year-old us in a band.
Oh, man. we can do as many fucking covers, as many covers as we want, as long as we're not recording and charging for those covers, for those songs, and it don't fucking matter. It doesn't matter. You can play. That's why any band, any place can do any live cover.
Well, no, I think there was something. It was on an album. They were releasing a song on an album that he wrote, saying that they wrote it.
It depends. I guess it depends on what part they wrote, what part who wrote what. Yeah. So,
but if he wrote the lyrics, you don't get to use those lyrics.
Right.
He needs royalties.
Right. So there's this has happened, and I don't know if Chuck and Matt, you guys should know this because it's maybe a little deep cut, but Thomas and I don't know this, that there's a song by Metallica called Master of Puppets.
Yes, I fucking know that.
The music was actually written by Dave Mustaine.
Right.
So
right.
There's several songs Dave Mustaine, that have been written by Dave Mustaine.
Yeah, he was in the band before he left the band.
Right.
Right. So he actually wrote a completely different set of lyrics, called it something differently, and recorded the song with the exact same riff. Because that was his music, you know what I'm saying? Like his music.
Right,
so
right.
I guess it's going to come down to, when it comes to writing credits of the individual songs, who actually did what. If he wrote all the lyrics, cool. You technically, not allowed to touch them. They're not your lyrics. You're not allowed
to record them. You can use the music. You just have to have new lyrics. Right?
And it depends. And it depends what, and if he wrote any of the music, he could have written a lead, or he could have written like a rhythm section for it, you know what I'm saying? Right. But the drums, bass, and leads were written by the other band members, you know? So it's a little tricky to look into it though, because it's interesting
with the whole dynamic with them, because they're saying that, you know, they announced, Bad Wolves announced, yeah, we split ways, you know, different, da, 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 and then Tommy Vex kept quiet for a while. And then he came out and he goes, no, they fucking pushed me out, because he was coming out as the, you know, fuck COVID shit.
And was speaking
his mind. And they were like, no, you got to play along, you know, come along to get along.
I think it was
lots of musicians that are like, nope, sorry.
There was a lot of political stuff, I think, that was there too, you know, with like presidential stuff and all that stuff built into that.
Yep.
But in this scenario, that band will never be the same as it once was, because a lead singer left.
And as soon as they announced it on their Instagram, there were so many like actual, you know, fans going like, fuck you guys, you're never going to be the same. Like, we're done with you.
I honestly believe that they should, well, it doesn't matter what my opinion is, but I'll just say in the podcast, I think that they should have just done the STP thing before Weiland died. So before Weiland died, like, STP kicked out Scott Weiland because of, they didn't want to work with him. Excuse me. They didn't want to work with him because of his troubles, his drug addiction. So they went ahead, but they wanted to continue doing music together because those three guys like playing music together. So they got the singer Filter and put out a band called Talk Show. And released an album under Talk Show.
Same thing. And Scott Weiland got together with Slash and they did Velvet Revolver.
And then there was the guys from Rage got together with Chris Cornell.
Right,
and did Audio Slave.
So, you know, super groups.
Yeah.
So So I think Bad Wolves should have done that. I think they should have just gotten another lead singer. They already had the label behind them and just
got new shit.
You know,
do their own new shit.
At some point, you say got to be a new thing. Yeah. We're making it a new thing.
So, I mean, we're the three of us are musicians, so we kind of understand. Like, especially when you're right there, the Bad Wolves, when that all that happened, well, all that stuff started happening.
I play drums.
Bad Wolves were in the scup. Okay, the four of us. Bad Wolves was in the cusp of breaking, like breaking actually, you know.
Oh yeah,
big.
Yeah.
I mean, they had just done their cover of Zombie, which was everywhere.
Right.
And they had two singles before that, which were out on XM. You could hear them, which sounded really good. But man, you just gotta let that shit go and just rename the band, reform, and you know, re-release.
Yep. In those instances, I completely agree, because it's just never gonna be the fucking same.
No.
And you're gonna be competing with fans, and you don't want to compete for fans. You want to keep the same fan base. So just call it something else and be like, hey, we split. And they'll respect you more than that and they'll respect you less if you can continue to try to carry on a name when you don't have the lead singer and there's this big nasty fallout.
Right. Yeah. Especially if you do it right away. If you just address the problem or address the issue, what happened right away, and release like a single right away, and like, hey, you know, like, you know, this is what we're going
to
be doing
you're
now.
You're listening to Headbangers Ball.
Oh God, that can be memories, man.
As we slide into home plate for the night, because we know Marco is tired. Does everybody have their jokes ready? Has everybody got what they want?
Yeah, I got two.
Oh, Matt's got his little skeleton buddy.
Oh, hello.
Oh. So I got to tell you a funny story. So my wife bought a bunch of these little fucking guys.
Uh-huh.
And one room, the den in our house, has about six of these on the fucking table in different yoga poses.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'll send you guys a picture afterwards. It's pretty fucking...
Oh, boy.
It's pretty epic. She's very
I've got a...
By the way, you know what I can't fucking find? I can't find a fucking old school jack-o'-lantern pail. Like what we grew up with, in as far as like the bucket, you know, the jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, I got one.
Oh, I got some at work.
You may have one, but you can't go out and buy. Like, you know, they used to be a dollar. Like last year, you could find them.
Yeah, you can't find them this year?
They're gone in buckets. No, they're all gone in buckets.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So if listeners, if y'all have like, y'all find like dollar jack-o'-lantern, you know what I'm saying? Like old school, like, you know, holler at me. Let me know. Right. I'll fucking Venmo. I'll Venmo you, including just, shipping, to get them over to me. Mail.
Dude, I have.
We can. You know, I want like six of them because I want to do like fucking like a, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas kind of jack o' lantern kind of tree thing. Yeah, yeah, man.
So
y'all out there?
I went skeleton crazy this year, or we went skeleton crazy this year, and we got a like a 4 foot tall dragon skeleton for the front yard.
Oh yeah,
so nice. Sick. And then a 5 foot four. Life-size skeleton with glowing eyes, and we're gonna that you can mold into different positions.
Really?
It's gonna sit in my front.
Pictures. Oh, geez.
He can position that boner anyway.
Yeah. You know
his mouth is like this.
Yeah. On the outside of the package, it says Bangkok Betty. I got you.
Oh, so we had a listener ask if Marco knew any of the Pepito jokes, right? That's
American freaking. Right.
So I wanted to explain
thing, right?
That was what I wanted to explain. Marco, you said that this was not a thing in Venezuela.
No, that's not what I said. Oh. I said Pepito is like, do you know any Pepito jokes? And I was like, you said what is a Pepito? I'm like, I know Pepitos to be hot dogs,
right?
But mind you, I left Venezuela when I was 9 years old, and that was the better part of fucking 37 years ago?
Right. So it's not, I mean, I still remember Dirty Johnny jokes.
Yeah.
But apparently the Pepito jokes are the Hispanic equivalent of the Dirty Johnny jokes, which.
So just tell a Dirty Johnny joke and just put a little freaking ole on it.
Marco just remembered a dirty Pepito joke, I think.
Well, no, I need to send to translate. So,
Pepito.
So my dad, growing up, had a bunch of comedy albums. Remember, like back in the day,
when you would listen to stand up comedy on an album.
Right, but like it was kind of great because some of the ones that my dad had, it was like a music group, so they would like do like a song, and the song would break into like a joke, and then they would roll back into another gaita. I remember listening, like my dad having those on, especially like when people were over on Christmas times and so, you know, and New Year's. I remember Pepito jokes. I don't remember a Pepito joke. I have to look one up and then translate it. And then it's not going to make any sense because,
right,
you know, y'all white.
I know. I know. I could tell a Dirty Johnny joke. How about that?
Go ahead, hit me.
It's little Dirty Johnny is in class and the teacher says, "Hey, kids, I want you to, we're going to do our alphabet letters today. So I'm going to say a letter and I need everybody to think of a word that starts with that letter. And if I call on you, you have to say the word that starts with that letter." And so she says, "Okay, A." And Dirty Johnny raises his hand. She goes, "Nope." She goes on to a little girl. And the girl's like, "Apple." It's like, "Very good." The teacher says, "B." And Dirty Johnny raises her hand. She goes, "Nope." She's like, "Who else?" Okay. And she picks on Billy. And Billy's like, "Baseball." And she's like, "Yes." And so she starts going through the alphabet. And finally, she gets to R. And Dirty Johnny raises his hand. And the teacher's going through in her brain. She's like, "R, R, R. Okay, I think we're okay." She goes, "Johnny." Johnny says, "Rats." And the teacher goes, "Yes, yes, Johnny. Rats starts with the letter R." And Johnny says, "Rats with cocks a foot long."
Hey, I got a question real quick.
What?
Is the word butt cheeks one word? Or do I spread them apart?
Nice. What did one butt cheek say to the other?
What?
Together we can stop this shit.
You know, the other day I was watching women's beach volleyball. Uh-huh. Fucking 1 minute in, there's a wrist injury. But I'm feeling a lot better now.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
So my everybody knows my grandfather fought in World War II, and I talk about it, but I had another relative, it was his brother that also fought in World War II, and they said he downed 35 German planes. 35 German pilots died because of him. And I said, "What did his commanding officer tell him?" And his commanding officer says, "You are the worst mechanic in the Luftwaffe."
I'm going to tie the Germany joke into an Austrian guy.
Okay.
Did you hear that fucking Arnold Schwarzenegger is going to be doing a movie about classical music?
Oh, no.
Yeah. No.
He'll be Bach.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
Okay.
You guys
how about this? Oh, go ahead, Chuck.
You guys know why women close their eyes during sex?
Why?
Because they can't stand to see a man have a good time.
Oh damn, that's harsh. Hey, do you know why teenage girls only hang out in groups of 3, 5, or 7?
Oh, Chuck?
I don't. Dude, fuck out of here.
But do you know why teenage girls can only hang out in groups of 3, 5, or 7?
Why?
Because they can't even.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh my God.
Jesus.
Oh, God.
Fucking dad jokes.
What do you call when a pig does karate?
What?
What do you call when a pig does karate?
What?
What?
A pork chop.
I like that one. Oh, that's hilarious. Okay, so I go, guy takes I love German jokes because the accent's so wonderful. Actually, I'm going to tell you one that you guys probably know, but the audience doesn't, and it's so close.
Is this the one I'm thinking of?
The Russian who goes to the divorce attorney? Which one were you thinking of?
The guy in the bar.
Oh, I could tell that one too.
You should tell that one at the end. You should close with that one. Okay, I think you may have told it on here before, but it's the Scottish
guy in the Scottish guy in the bar, or the Hitler in the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The Hitler in the bar. Okay. It's just brilliant. It's fucking brilliant. You got to end with that one.
Okay. So this Russian guy goes to a divorce attorney, and he says, "I would like to get the divorce." And the attorney says, "Okay. Well, do you have cause?" And the Russian guy says, "Yes, I have Mercedes, I have BMW, I have
Porsche, but this is not why I'm here. He goes, no, I'm sorry. I'm afraid you don't understand me. To get a divorce, you have to have grounds. And he goes, well, of course, I have grounds in Malibu. I have grounds in New York. I have grounds in Moscow. He goes, no, you're not understanding me. To get divorced, you have to have a reason. For example, is your wife a nagger? And the guy says, no, but she is sleeping with one. And this is why I want a divorce.
Oh, my God.
You know, I got hit in the head the other day with a can of Diet Coke. Don't worry, I'm not hurt. It was a soft drink.
Oh my goodness.
Dude, my coworker actually, my work coworker has been getting hit by a bike every day for the last 2 weeks. He's stuck in a vicious cycle. Who's Matt? Look at Matt's face right now.
No, that's 100% frozen. I might think that he's not, but he is. All right. So should I start his favorite joke while he's not even here?
I would say so, because he's the one who's leading the meeting. So we might.
Oh, there he is.
We might. Oh, he's back. Here he is. Hey. No vocal. You're muted.
Okay. So
you're still muted. Can't hear you. Still muted.
What do you mean? You got to turn the microphone on.
You're muted. It's literally your little symbol says that you're muted. You got the little microphone with the little muted.
What fucking happened?
What happened was, I don't know. You're frozen. You had this face.
And you guys were all frozen. So I was doing this, like Hands Across America, trying to bring everybody back.
No,
it wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And then it said recording stopped. And then it said disconnected. And everything fucking went black. It all went black. And I was like, what fucking happened? And then it popped back on. And then Thomas is doing fucking sign language to me.
If you mean you got to turn your microphone back on.
All right.
That's
so
fucking stupid.
We figured.
Chuck, I missed the fucking punchline. It fucking froze. I was fucking dying over here. I'm like, I want the fucking punchline. I got hit in the head with Diet Coke.
I got hit in the head with the Diet Coke. Don't worry, I'm not hurt. It was a soft drink.
Okay. Because all I heard was, don't worry, I'm not hurt. And I'm like, that's fucking doesn't make any fucking sense. And then I realized you guys were frozen. And then there was nothing. And I felt incomplete.
He would not have been able to sleep tonight. Okay.
No, I was like, fuck.
So here we go. This one is an oldie but a goodie. And it literally is one of the funniest jokes in it.
It is the most perfect, funniest joke
ever.
And I tell it, but not with your joke telling ability.
So guy goes down to Paraguay on vacation and he goes to a bar and he sees a guy sitting down at the end of the bar that looks just like Adolf Hitler, only much, much, much older. And the guy looks at the bartender and says, hey, you know, bartender, is that Adolf Hitler? And the bartender's like, I don't get involved. I'm not saying anything. Guy has a couple of beers, gets some liquid courage in him. Walks down to the end of the bar and says, excuse me, sir, are you Adolf Hitler? And this little old man with the funny mustache looks up from a map of Europe with a red pen and goes, why, yes, I am Adolf Hitler. He's like, holy shit, really? What are you doing down here in a bar in Paraguay? And Hitler's like, I am hiding out while I plan the Fourth Reich. He goes, well, what's the Fourth Reich all about? And he goes, this time I'm going to do it right. I'm going to kill 12 million Jews and 4 clowns. And the guy says, where are you going to kill 4 clowns? And Hitler looks at the bartender and he says, you see, I told you, no one gives a shit about the Jews.
Oh my God.
It's just so good.
Oh my God.
It's so good.
Oh shit.
Once again, that is lockerroommailbag@gmail.com.
My wife's Jewish.
Attention, fuck all you.
So am I.
It's so good.
Yep. You know the PS of that joke, the postscript to that joke, the way I heard it? Mm-mm. My friend Yordi tells me that joke, right? Mm-mm. And Marco, you may not remember the name, but you'd remember him. He was from back in the New Art days. It was this punk rock dude that hung out with Jeff named Yordi. And Yordi told this joke. And we all just died laughing. And our friend Margo, she died laughing too. Hilarious. Margo's Jewish, like a couple of other of us, but she's like actually religiously Jewish. So,
I mean, hello, Margo.
Yeah.
I mean, Margo.
I remember Margo.
No, different Margo.
Oh.
Yeah. So Margot goes back and tells her dad the joke. Comes back the next week and goes, hey, Yordi, remember that Hitler and the Four Clowns joke? And Yordi goes, yeah. She goes, I went home and told my dad that joke. He didn't think it was very funny. And Yordi goes, why, is he a clown? Without missing a beat, dude. Without missing a beat.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's fantastic. Christ.
Yeah.
Oh.
Anyway, on that note.
On that note, the moral of the story, kids, is they're jokes.
Don't be a clown.
They're jokes. They're not dicks. Don't take them so hard.
Ooh, that's right. Yep. And there's very few things in life you can't joke about. If you can't joke about it, then you know you probably need to check yourself, because the second you start laughing about it, in not a trivial way, not like aha, fuck you. No, more like the world is a fucked up place, and if we don't laugh about it, we're all gonna go a little crazy. Let's all just laugh at each other a little bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
So, why do Scottish people wear kilts? Because sheep can hear zippers a mile away. That's all I'm saying.
Oh my God.
There we go. That will do.
Oh, wow.
Hey, look at that Scottish man fucking that sheep over there. No, that's okay. It's our other.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
Doesn't that cause birth defect?
Nah.
What's the difference between a Rolling Stone and a Scottish Shepherd?
What?
A Rolling Stone says, hey, you, get off of my cloud. And a Scottish Shepherd says, hey, McLeod, get off of my you.
Jesus.
And on Holy that note, we'll see you in the locker room.
We're going to hell.
Fuck all Christ.
And you're coming with us for listening.
Hey,
to
I'm First Scottish and I approve that message.
First of all, you asked, has anybody ever submarine themselves? And we're like, what is that? Oh, I coined the phrase. There's number one. Then,
but no way in hell.
This is something that happens. Well, how is this something that happens if you just coined this fucking phrase?
And it's your penis.
And then you say there's a penis involved.
And it's his penis.
Originally, before everything started, I said,
turned the microphones back on because, folks, we're givers. We're sharing.
Yeah,
this has something like this ridiculous. Has something like this happened? Yes, has something like this happened to you? I call it submarining.
Okay.
So that's a much
better lead-in.
You remember it? My bad.
Go ahead. So explain what submarine is.
I'm all fucked up right now, right? Like, so I can't get up off the couch.
Okay.
And I have to keep the brace on. So I take the brace off to do my exercises, yada, yada. So I got these urinal things that you would get and use in the hospital.
Right? Yeah, the ducks. The little, it's the right, thing with the handle and the, been there, done that.
So okay. I just I have to do it sitting down, right? While I'm doing my exercises.
That's why it's angled.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right. So I just flop it in.
Yep.
And then kind of put it in there and then go. Well, I wasn't paying
like
attention.
A gentleman.
I was watching. I was what? Hey,
right? Oh, like, I don't know. I think I know where you're going with this, and the answer is yes. I have. But go ahead.
Wait, no. I want to know.
I think I have done this.
I flopped it in, so I don't have to hold or nothing. I don't have to pay attention, and I'm just going. I'm paying attention, watching TV, and I'm laughing because I'm watching Impractical Jokers. And next thing I know, I'm like, I'm wet. Like I'm actually warm. It's fucking warm, and I looked down and I'm like, oh shit, that's a lot. And so it was coming up. Now it wasn't all the way full, it was like three quarters of the way full, and I was like, ah, fuck. And so I have to, you know, shake myself off, and then I look and I'm like, did I really just pee in my own pee? And I look back and it's dripping off, and I'm like, fuck me, man, I pissed under the piss, like under the water.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this.
It was like
yep. Yeah, I've done that because you're like you're fucked up.
You're not paying attention.
You're in the pit.
You're in it.
But you're peeing still. And it's
yep.
Now let me ask you this. Let me tag up with this. I had to do this. I had to get some real high grit sandpaper and hit the edge on that motherfucker. Yeah.
Not your penis, the bottle, right? The bottle, okay. Yeah.
Because when they pour the plastic, there's a little clap thing. It's a little sharp. I fucking nicked myself, dude. From flopping it in there, and I went sideways. It was like a paper cut, but it was a plastic cut on my fucking penis.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
so I'm not the only one. I was like, man, am I the only one who's done this? And I was kind of like, okay,
submarine. I like that. Yeah,
yeah, right. It's in there, or snorkeling, or whatever.
There we go. We could do that. Mm-hmm. Snorkeling,
because like it goes in there a good little bit down that little neck.
Oh yeah.
Like, well. I don't think
Marco,
I'm going to fill it up.
I hate you for making me record this, but it's ending the show.
You never think you're going to fill it up.
Yeah, I mean.
It fills up, and then it's like.
I wish it would stop, but it just keeps going.
I'm just going to fade it out starting right now.
That's good.
It's going to be fading.
But you know what? I'm going to say.
We'll catch you guys later.
About these motherfuckers are talking about their penis.
It got really warm.
This just went way too far. This went way, way, way too far.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time. This has gone way too long.
Yeah, we'll see you guys next time.
We got to go.